A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mutanganyahuye this Friday, August the 27th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, like my colleague Marvelous has just said, we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on Live Talk, we are not able to give you our usual show since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 PM.
And on the internet, you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And thanks again for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we're talking about the reopening of schools on Monday and the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues.
Yes, the announcement by the government this week that pupils are writing examinations, those who are writing examinations will open schools on Monday, while those who are not will start school on the sixth of next month has riled some parents.
The announcement came as a surprise to some parents because a day earlier, the government had announced that the COVID-19 lockdown had been extended by another 2 weeks.
What has further frustrated some parents is that students will be required to pay for their fees, including the time that they were not going to school.
But first, let's give you an update on the COVID situation in the country.
As at 26 August 2021, that's yesterday, Zimbabwe had 123,986 confirmed cases, including 110,183 recoveries and 4,356 deaths. To date, a total of 2,453,529 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people for it to reach herd immunity. But in its latest situation report, the Ministry of Health says 18 deaths were reported due to COVID-19 yesterday, and also 275 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus yesterday.
Yebo, Marvelous. Zulugandaba, siyadibana kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke siphethe indaba ezichiyachiyeneyo. Siyaqala ke njengensukwini ngokukhangela ke inombolo zama COVID-19 le coronavirus. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi lona kulabantu abalitshumi lasitshiya kalombili, 18 ababhubhileyo izolo bebulawa ke yi-COVID-19. Leyo nombolo ke ikhanya hayi itshengisa ukuthi kungani kusiba nganeno kuyehla kunsokana ezedluleyo. Siye sabona kufika abantu abefika bona 100 bebulawa ke yi-COVID-19. Futhi ke izolo ke kule 275 abantu ababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus okuthiwa ke yi-positive ngesilungu. Sizakhangela njengokutsho kwethu udaba lokuvulwa kwezikolo, siphathe njalo lezinye indaba ezitshiyatshiyeneyo. Marvelous.
Yes, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu aiwa tinokutungamidzai nemufaro nhasi musi wechishanu August 27, 2021. Ini ndiri Marvelous Mutanganyahuye ndiri kuno ndirikutepenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Nhasi semusi wechishanu kudai tiri kutarisa zvakasiyana-siyana. Tange tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 icho chanesa pasi rose. Totarisa zvakare pamusoro penyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro uko kwakatarisirwa kunge kuri kuitwa nemuvhuro uno. Asi vazhinji vari kushora kuti kosei zvakanyanyozotaurwa mushure mekunge hurumende yazivisa iyo kuti yakange iri kuwedzera lockdown kwemavhiki maviri saka ndozvino zvatange tirikukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tikarika zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munyika tiedza zvakare kutaura negweta riri kumirira vakamborwa hondo yorusununguko vapfumbamwe vatakaona vachisungwa nezuro asi vakazoregeredzwa mambakwedza wanhasi vachinzi ivo vakange vaenda kumahofisi egurukota rezvemari vachienda kuti vanoratidza kusafara kwavo pamusoro penyaya yekuti vari kuhoreswa ivo mari yavo yemudyandigere ino yavanoti 16,000 RTGS mari yavanoti haina uremu sezvo vari kuti ivo pari zvino kugara munyika kuri kuti dhurei saka totarira kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 123,000 vachidaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda recovid-19 uyezve vanosvika 110,000 nekudaudzira vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vachiri kunda tozotarisa vakashaya kubva kudenda iri pari zvino vakamira vari pa 4,366 totarira vawanikwa ivo vachidaiwa nhomba yecovid-19 vaakudaudzira 2.4 million pari zvino asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti panodiwa kuti nyika ibaye vanhu 10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi head immunity kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richitekeshera kana kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitapuridzana denda irori saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo muzuva ranhasi semusi wechishanu kudai pano palive talk yatiri kukupakurirai tiri kuno kuwashington uyezve tichipakura tiri kumba hake
Yes, Mavelasa, thank you so much. We have our first guest here, Mr. Begilizwe Ndlovu. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kande.
Yes, you are in South Africa. Maybe can you give us an update of what the situation is like concerning COVID-19?
Well, the situation is under control generally, but issues of whether to vaccinate or not vaccinate, they continue to dominate, South Africa with some people. You see even on social media, people joking about these things, to say the world has been divided now into two groups of people, those who are vaccinated and wish that those who are not vaccinated and are waiting for those who are not vaccinated to be vaccinated, and those who are not vaccinated waiting for those who are vaccinated to die. So that's the situation in South Africa. But lockdown is not that tight anymore. So people have gone on to live their lives. The controls that are there, I think there is cohabiting now. People are happy that they've learned to live with it to a large extent. Although there are still, serious infections happening in the numbers. Someone was talking to me a few minutes ago to say about 12,000 new cases in the last 24 hours.
Okay. So in terms of of deaths, are you hearing anything? How many people are dying and so forth?
I may not know the actual number, but here and there you do hear of people still dying of COVID, yes. I don't have the actual numbers, though.
I was talking about, during the height of the pandemic, we had some people were saying that on a daily basis, you hear of someone who has died, that kind of thing. Is it still the same?
No, the numbers have decreased. There was a time when it got bad, even in family WhatsApp groups, you whenever anyone knocked to talk, you became afraid, because it was bad news after bad news. So, but now it's rare to hear such deaths. It's more of natural deaths, and then rarely any COVID deaths.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's look at another topic, and the topic is schools reopening in Zimbabwe. We had last week, actually it's this week when it was announced that the lockdown is going to be extended by 2 weeks. But the following day, we had that schools are reopening on Monday. What do you make of that?
Well, Zimbabwe is such a difficult environment, especially in terms of decision making. There's been poor decision making. There's been poor decisions that have been made that were tainted by the politics of the country. So I'm still trying to read the politics behind the decision to open schools when it does seem that things are still not that good in terms of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. I'm yet to establish in my mind why, when you have decided that you are going to extend by 2 weeks, you let school children then go to school. What does that do? Because the interaction of school children at school could actually just spiral the numbers, because a child goes to school, interacts with the other children coming from other families. So if you have decided that it's 2 weeks lockdown, why would you say children should go to school? There's some politics behind that. If we watch closely, we will see the politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now when we look at the general situation of education, where, you know, COVID seems to have disrupted everything, what do you make of the future of education, especially in Zimbabwe, where we know, not accessibility to the internet is limited, especially in the rural areas where the majority of people live? What do you make of the future of education as a result of COVID?
I think it can still be rescued if there is positivity. Look, I'm not young. When the war of liberation happened in Zimbabwe, I was living in the rural areas. Schools were closed for about 2 years. So they were actually closed in 1978. And we were, just kids, not going to school, doing a lot of mischief. Come 1980, schools were closed. We started afresh. Some of us had to catch up, and so with positivity and serious leadership, this can be rescued. I think there is no need to worry that much. What's important is after the dust has settled, for leadership to begin to think seriously about ways of rescuing education and putting the country back on track in terms of school. You remember how thorough the interventions were in 1980 when we went back to school, and even guys who had gone to war. I remember we went to school with elderly people who had gone to war but then decided to go back to school. And here we are today, having gone to school after such a serious problem. And I believe the same can be done around the COVID. After the dust has settled, we can go back to normal and even do better. Use it as a springboard to do better than what we're doing before COVID came. Mm. Because in any case, the Zimbabwe education was going down in terms of quality, with teachers leaving and going to other countries for greener pastures, as it were. So there's need to relook it and bring it back to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when we look at the quality of education, especially now with, new technology, do you think that the country needs to invest more in, new technology in order to keep up with the rest of the world, especially when it comes to distance learning?
Of course it does. Certainly, yes. We cannot, continue to be locked outside the world, because that's what it does. Again, I will emphasize the fact that with limited resources, I want to say yes, technology is important, but that positive attitude of even as we lack, we can still, work our way up around the rough terrain that we find ourselves in. So that's the hope that I would speak to the ordinary Zimbabwean who finds himself, in a situation where leadership is not that good and they lack certain resources that are important, like technology. They should think, even as it is, that they can rescue their own path and be able to find themselves in a better place in the future. But yes, very important that if resources allow, there should be an extension in terms of technology. It should go to the rural areas. The kids should use the technology in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting, because you know, you talked about how education rebounded after 2 years, you know, when during the liberation struggle, and at that time we didn't have the internet, social media and so forth, but we managed to get back on track. So I think it's still possible, even though you know, we are having these problems. What do you think?
Definitely, I totally agree with you that it's possible. They should with that, you know, general positive attitude towards rebuilding. If people could rebuild after such a, you know, a situation, the liberation war, this time it's even easier because technology is there. I think that I can teach my child. I can teach, if there is technology at home, I can teach a nephew or a niece from here, from South Africa, through Zoom, you know. Take them through a maths or geography lesson and assist. This globalization, the fortune that we have, sort of makes it easier for this COVID disturbance compared to the war disturbance that we had in the past.
Okay, marvelous.
I work for 2 months. I'm not coming to the world of the same on your arrow, but to see Takawana Putsi, Mushuri Mikungi, Paita, Wondo Yusunguko. Nyaya yedzidzo takaona ichizodzoka zvakare uyezve tikaona isu vamwe vakanga vachikura vachinge vachipinda muchikoro mushure mekunge hondo yerusununguko yapera. Saka hondo yeCovid iyi kana ikapera, zvakakosha kuti pawanikwe pachipiwa zvikwanisiro nyanya kumamisha kuitira kuti technology iwanikwe iyo ichishandiswa mukurandudzira nyaya iyoyi yedzidzo munyika. Saka vari kuti aiwa, chinodiwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiitira kubatira pamwe panyaya yekuti nyaya iyoyi yedzidzo kuendeze mberi.
Yes, thank you, marvelous. We have a video which was sent to us by Ezra Chisas Banda. Mnumzana Ndlovu asimenkancane sibukele-ke ividiyo esithunyelwe koBulawayo ukuthi bathini ngendaba yona le esikhuluma ngayo eyemfundo. Just for no.
Manasa kuyi? Yebo ngwenya, ungaphi lapha koBulawayo?
Lapha ngihlala eMbundane.
EMbundane. Nansi izikolo kuthiwa zivulwe. Uthini wena, ulabantwana umzali?
Yebo, umzali ndabazali.
Bafunda?
Bafunda.
Bafunda ngani?
Omunye ufunda useBhodini.
UseBhodini?
Yebo.
Akutsho ke kuthiwa zivule izikolo umntwana lo uyebhodini ebengafundi isikhathi ongelesi
ngusibhadalela
wena
wethu-online.
Akusitheleke ukuthini ngaloku kuthi izikolo zivule?
Nathi ngibona ukuthi babaphambanisa ikhazimini lapha ikhama abadala ukuthi izikolo zivule ngo-2 days zezikolo zezivule. Ngaphithi lockdown, ngaphithi izikolo ezivule, ibambase kakhulu.
So lapha utsho ukuthi vele umessaji amaningi-ke ngabuyayo ngoba kwathiwa sekule lockdown engeze nge-2 weeks. Ngaba utho abantu
after 2 days futhi ezikolo ezivule.
Abantwana bazahamba njani?
Abantwana bahamba njani? Kuthiwa kuzotravela abantwana bezikolo only.
Nxa ufuna uhambisa umntana akho hayi kumele angene
ebhasini
ezikolo.
Ezikolo.
So ubona ngani abantwana ngabe kukuhle ukuthi babhalele amazamanishini?
Mina ngibona ukuthi bebhale vele babhalani babafundele olo nto bayibhalta ngathi abaphinde.
Ufisa ukuthi ngabe uthi
uyaphinde?
So uzathini wena njengomzali? Ngizotalalokhu elibizelwa ama-school fees even abantu behlala abantwana behlele ikhaya.
Isikolo sithi sesabhadala kudala, sesabhadala phansi kwemizwa lokuthiwa lockdown, sesabhadala.
Kodwa le ithemu kethu alibhadale futhi?
Amboni ukuthi ungathi sibhadale
futhi. Ngizokuthi omunye libhadale?
Hayi, akwakungaliyo le ithemu, akwakwenzi.
Uthi libhadale lingabafundanga?
Akwenzi, hayi, akwenzi kamenti.
So wena ngathi ungathiwa advise uhulumente ungamthetha enzeni?
Ukuthi abantwana okay 7 nabo form 4 bephinde.
Nabo form 6?
Nabo form 6.
They are the sentiments of one parent. He is saying that pupils who are doing grade 7 should repeat. What do you think of that?
Well, it might be a good observation. I'm not on the ground, but I think it might be a good observation. I'll tell you my personal story, when the schools were closed, moved to town, there was no place for grade one. I went to grade two. But when we went back home, I went back to grade one. So that was some kind of repetition, because when the schools were closed, I was doing grade one. So I would listen to that person. I can't make a judgment because I don't have enough information in terms of how much they have lost. If the sense is that they've lost too much based on the observations of those who are on the ground, yes, that decision should be made for the kids to lose a year, but they gain enough knowledge. We are known internationally, especially in Africa, as a country that runs a good education system and produces a serious graduates in the process. And that should be remembered and corrected and reinstated by a country that wants to improve. So I wouldn't argue with that person. I would take that as data that is going to be processed for decisions to be made in future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting news coming from the ground. But
maybe if I can just bring in, we've just got our guest from Zimbabwe, and their lines are very bad, but let's just welcome her to the program and just quickly give her a chance to introduce herself and to tell us what she thinks is the way forward regarding the opening of schools. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Zuvelu Senjongo.
Tell us your view about the opening of schools.
In terms of schools opening, I think it's very immature to say we have to open schools when the for example, we're just being many handcuffs to open schools. The day before we were on Tuesday, we saw that level four lockdown has been extended for 2 weeks. And then now, the next day, schools are opening on the 30th. So I think it's premature in terms of the teachers, the parents, and even the learners also. We cannot be, it's just like a command opening of schools. You should go to school now. So I think it's premature to say the school should open on the 30th of August.
So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening now? What are you going to do as a rural teacher?
It's impossible for us to travel back to schools. Why? Because first and foremost, we are incapacitated. We do not have money. Mm-hmm. The salaries that we are getting, they are below the poverty that I'm lying. Actually, we got paid last week, but now we don't have anything to show that we are paid. Because we paid around the 25 RFC years to around some getting less than 10,000 because of too many things. And we have to actually, with that RFC years, we have to go out there in the black market and buy foreign currency that we're supposed to use to travel to school, because there is no one who gets any transport that charges in RFC years or swipe for the cash. If we have that cash, we buy that cash. Imagine, second, we are teachers, we are parents.
Mm-hmm.
We have our children, I have to go to school. I have to go to my parents, I have to use this to know. I have to take my child to a boarding school. The money is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the schools as a whole are not yet prepared for the opening. There was no income that has been coming to school for the past 3 months. Schools did not buy any PPE. The government is saying that schools are ready there. But in my own school, we don't have anything. There was no change to the special school. We are actually suffering. They can't even pay school fees of almost 300 other teachers. They are keen to pay that. So how are we going to the school? Where are they going to buy? How are they going to buy the PPE? Because we know that the government said that the parents should chip in buying PPE. These parents cannot afford.
Regeitimbotsa kuti nemi nerurimi rweshona kuti muri kuona sei sevarairidzi vekumamisha nyaya iri kutaurwa nehurumende kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe nemusoro muvhuro.
Zvandiri kuona kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe nemusoro muvhuro, ichinhu chisinga US dollars. Anoshika kuchikoro kwake hana mari kupedzula zviro anofanga kuitenga nemari pamusoro-soro kuti aiwane ari kuda chikafu ari kuda zvinhu zvakawanda ari kuda hembe saka hazvisi kubuda two COVID zvatiri kutaura iyi vamwe kune vamwe vakabayiwa kune vamwe vasina kubayiwa saka tikuziva kuti ipapa kuchaitika chii handisi kuti vanhu vabayiwa handisi kuti vanhu vasabayiwa hatisi kuti zvichafambisa sei ipapa three tiritaura panyaya yekuti gavhment iri hurumende iri kutaura kuti zvikoro zviri prepared but tikutaura zvino kune zvimwe zvikoro zviripo zvisina kana mvura iri kumanya mumatexfom kuchaitwa sei because tiri kutiona kuti covid kana chakaitarisa kuti iri kuda chikoro chitori nemvura iri kutoshandisiwa nemazvo but zvikoro hazvina mvura saka vana vachaita sei pakukiza maoko ava ivozoziasa kuti zvikoro zvimasoro hazvitondokwarisi kana kutotenga sanitaiza zvayo saka mishesime dzikakwanisa kutenga kuti tishandise mvura iyo iripo kuzvikoro but zvikoro zvakawanda hazvina mvura hapana kana
saka imi muchaita sei tichiona kuti muri varayiridzi vanorayiridza kuzvikoro zvekumamisha muchaita sei manje
izvinoakagara kudai hatitorina kana ekutanga hatitorina kaekuti tiende kuchikoro chinongoripo ndechekuti varayiridzi vakagara pasi kusvikira hurumende yataurirana nevarayiridzi yovapa mari inokwanira kuti vaende vanosvika kuchikoro isu hakuna hatisi kuchemera zvinhu zvakawanda tiri kuchemera kuti hurumende itidzosere pa540 yataitambira muna 2018 hatisi kuda kutidzosere pa540 aiwa ndiyo yatiri kungochemera chete ikangoisiwa maakaunti bedu isoti tiri kuita sei tiri kuvhura zvikoro vogadzirisa nekuti tivanotigadzira kuti tione kuti hatisi kutapusirana nekuzadzana COVID-19 zvikoro zvinobva but izvi hapana chero kuti gavhumendiisikonsaltisharenesu kuti tiri kuona sei pakuvhura kwezvikoro aipasamutaura nesu but yakangoita se yakangoiusa kuti zvakuvhura zvikoro kusina zvakadzirisa pakati kwemasoro apuraivati yehurumende
zvakawanda
zvichiri kudii
Muzvare Ndlovu apa muri kupi uyezve vari munharaunda yenyu iyoyo vari kuti chii pamusoro penyaya iyi
kutotaura vabereki vari kutoapana vari kutochema kuti hapana pekutangira vatongozi kuti vatangire kupi zvipo zvava vasina kutombogadzirisa zvikokana chitarisa kana timu yakatomira zvakanda kune uchiziva kuti zvikoro zviri kuvhura musiwani zvinogara musiwani kuona kugadzirisa zvahee zvakanaka apa tatitori palockdown tisina kana kumboudziwa mazuva ekuita sei ekuvhura kwezvikoro vamwe vabereki vavasina kuvarambogadzira vavatozvina kopedi zvikoro chakovhura kuda septembe kana oktobe kana rini bekause malockdown angatiramba tingowedzerwa mazora saka iye zvinovangozvimawo havatongotozivi kuti vatangire pasi kuti vatsvake mari dzevana kuti vatsokere zvechikoro
aiwa ndina mukoma Chris vari pano amushuwa vada kubvunza nendebele kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko Chris go ahead
kunjani Mandlovu
uyaphila nenjani ndani
siyaphila ungaphi kweZimbabwe
mina ngikhuluma nisemathelenino under ibubi district
ibubi okay unjani kodwa umumo wecovid khona ngapha
kunjalo ngikhona nje uminisitere sinanazelelwa kakhulu ukufinyelelisa ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngendawo yasemaphandleni
okayakwanisa
ukufinyelela ezibhedlela ukuthi kuze kubanje ukuthi umuntu unjani umkhuhlane kodwa nabe sengibona ukuthi hhayi umuntu kunjani usekhulile isiko esimbamba amalanga amane
manje zivulwa izikolo i-COVID yona ikhona ngibona ngani izamemetheka kakhulu na ngenxa yokuthi izikolo sezivuliwe
kakhulu ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngabantu abazasuka besuka endaweni ezitshiyeneyo kunje sivulwa izikolo azange sizokukhulula ngokuthi ababalisi nabantwana besikolo kumele batshiswe ukuthi babonakale ukuthi abana-COVID yebo yini abanye bamhlabile abanye abahlaba kodwa kuno ukuthakula okwazi ukuthi omunye lo somuthi
Unfortunately, as I said, yeah, her line
is
bad, but at least she was able, because she's actually in deep rural Matabeleland, and then she was saying that, you know, where she is, it's not only her and other rural teachers, but it's also the parents who are, you know, really having a hard time to think what are they going to do on Monday. So I'll keep trying. We can go ahead with our guests online.
Yes. Yeah, Mnumzana Ndlovu, njengoba uzwile lapho mama yakhuluma ukuthi akungani kule nhlupheko lenduku eziningi kungavula isikole. How is South Africa handling the situation when the pupils go to back to school? I saw some school where kids were lining outside, and as they get into the class, they are forced to wash their hands and so forth. What other measures do you think Zimbabwe can adopt from there?
I think those, you know, measures of ensuring that hygiene levels are kept high, you know, and also rotating kids, which is what is done here in South Africa, is the biggest intervention actually. Mm. So kids don't go, the whole school does not go to school at the same time. You have your kid being told that that day is a Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, for example, so that there is no, to avoid crowding. To just avoid crowding. And then those that are, you know, interventions of ensuring that kids wash their hands, that they wear their masks, they also, you know, make sure that they are not all over the place. There is distancing there, even inside the class. There is no haphazard interaction. They sanitize. So if those measures are put in place, you cannot totally eradicate the possibility of infections, but they are reduced to a large extent. And I hear the Ms. Dove who spoke a few minutes ago, and you can feel that they've really been thrown into a difficult situation.
Mm.
And theirs is no longer just about COVID. As I said, even earlier, it's now clouded by issues of money, teachers needing to go to school and things like that. So they're in a more difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, joining us now is another guest, Mr. Difa Wajabi Bango. Mnumzana, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga babukani.
Yes, iphethe lapha indaba yezikolo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kona ngapho kwele bhilitane, nxa abantwana kuthiwe baye esikolo ngesikhathi lesi ese-COVID-19, ngamanyathelo banathathwayo njalo ngamanyathelo anjani angafundwa yiZimbabwe?
Lapha eBrithani babukande into kade beyigqugquzela kakhulu ngokuthi abantwana nxa behamba esikolo, okusho ukuthi bekade ngikubona kakhulu ukuthi ababalisi nxa umntwana engena eklasini balama-sanitizers aspreywayo, babesithi you are more effective umntwana ma engena noma nxa ephuma. Kulama sanitizers asprayayo njalo kade bezama ukuavoida ukuthi ama teachers bengalokhu betshintshanisa ama teachers kakhulu bekungenye into ukwenzela ukuthi ukuavoida njalo ukuthi kungabi lokuthelelana okumkhuhlane kakhulu. Kodwa-ke kakhulu i-hygiene, ngibona ngathi i-level of i-hygiene yana esasiyifunde esikole ukuthi ufanele abantu bageze izandla, kufanele ukuthi abantu bazigcine behlanzekile sonke isikhathi. Kodwa-ke kakhulu ukusebenzisa ama-sanitizers kuyinto eqakathekile kakhulu, ngoba abantwana ama-masks ungabatshela ukuthi bantwana fakana ama-masks, but kwesinye isikhathi sasesibona abanye abantwana uthola ukuthi umntwana usethethe i-mask wayitshintshana nomunye umntwana, benika nomunye ukuthi ngicela ukuze yakho i-mask ukuthi injani, eyakho iphefumula njani. Abantwana they don't take that into consideration ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi kuyabe kuyingozi konke lokuthi sebengathelelana imikhuhlane, begcina bethatha imikhuhlane beyohambisa ebazalini. So ngibona ngathi indlela i-issue yama-sanitizers kufanele kube yinto esemqoka kakhulu ukuthi babe ziqinise ukuthi abantwana nxa bengena eklasini bayasanitize, njalo babakhumbuze ukuthi nxa bekhona besenelisa ukufaka ama-mask, abawafake ama-mask, kodwa-ke abangawatshintshani njalo ama-mask. Kuqakathekile lokhuyana ngoba umkhuhlane lo it's an airborne disease, ukuthi uyaphefumula, unganika omunye imask yakho, omunye ugcine njalo thatha umkhuhlane wakho through ukuphefumulela laphana kumaski yakho. Yilo hlupho olunye kade lukhona ebekade sikhangelane lalo.
Ye, manje ngokubona kwakho inyathelo lalelithethwe yiZimbabwe ukuthi kuthiwe abantwana bavule ngomvulo, linyathelo olibona lilungile na?
kusasenzima kakhulu babukande ukuthi ukuthi abantu abavula izikolo yes yazi ukuthi abantu especially lesikhathi eside kakhulu especially abanye abasema reserve ukuthi abala access into zemfundo ngoba abafana labasema dropheli ukuthi banga access ama computers land kodwa ke ihlupho lokhona lapho likhona ukuthi indlela i COVID isimo sayo lokho sasephezulu lokho kusase lama transmissions amaningi okungakho ukuthi yilokho kwenza ukuthi kube a bit difficult ukuthi umkhuthane lo uqhubekele phambili uloko usenza uqhubekele phambili lokho usidlubhedu wayelisa abantwana besesikolo okuza kwenza ukuthi spread sakhona sibe nzima kakhulu njalo ekhaya kulabantu abadala kakhulu abagcina bethatha umkhuhlane wona besenikeza abadala kugcina sesibala lohlupho olukhulu mbona engathi elizweni lakithi lezimbabwe kulo mehluko omkhulu kakhulu ngoba izinto eziningi impilo ephilwe emareserva lempilo ephilwe emadorobheni kuyizinto ezimbili ezihlukeneyo kodwa kwezinye indawo utshela ukuthi noma ungazi kuthiwa kulama reserve lasemadrobheni impilo kodwa ke ngibona ngathi kithi kuyadingakala i-precaution kakhulu ama-precautions anidakala kakhulu ukuthi abantwana bakhunjuzwe sonke isikhathi kube yinto abayitshelwa nearly every day ukwenzela ukuthi kuze kusike kuhle.
Okay, thank you so much. Marvelous.
Kristana Muzvari Ndlovu zvakare ve-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Muzvari Ndlovu, nyatsotitsanangurai kuti muri kupi pari zvino nokuti kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa zvamakatarisana nazvo sevarairidzi vekumaruwa. Kuti muri kupi pari zvino kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa kwamuri sevarairidzi vekumaruwa.
Okay,
ini izvino ndiri kuti materials kuenda kuchikata asi zvandiri kunzwa ndezvekuti muri kuti vana vasikana vechidiki vakawanda vakazvitakura nekuti vanga vari kuwanikwa vachienda kumamaina ari munzvimbo iyoyo. Ko imi sematicha ekumaruva muchakwanisa here kudzokera nemusi wemande iwoyu zvii zvimwe zvamuri kuzvikwanisiro zvamungati mungada kuti mudzokere kunoticha? Aiwa, nukutila inenyu kuti rakakanganisika. Kuva nenge vachida kukubatsirai sevarairidzi kumamisha vanokuwana ikupi?
Matichi, anisora ndikakunzwa.
Vanenge vachida kubatsira sangano renyu kana vamwe vevarairidzi kumamisha vanokuwana ipapi?
Okay, isusu ofisi ino ya izvo Rural Teachers Amalgamated of Rural Zimbabwe iri kuwanikwa ichiri ofisi itsva iri mutaundi. But iri mutaundi kudaro takangorupiwawo chikonawo nevelawayo yezitenza association saka iri kuhauza masauti ulawayo nematinoti but kana vatida kundisa nguva sezondiriniwo akato mukuru wematinoti dini namba vazana zvokushandisa idzodzo dzekuti 071 062 729 vakandibata ipapo vanogona vanondiwana.
Taurai zvakare namba dzei
0718
Aiwa mkoma Chris vari pana pandizo tuwa ne mfunzo ili tutati muende she nyume kuti koni enyiri kuti neze Chris
ye mama ungasitela manje kuti lina njenge nhlanganiso kuyini kahle kahle elikutshele uhulumende njalo libona ngani uzalalela yini izikhalazo zenu kakhulu izikolo njengoba sezivula
mina njenge nhlanganiso sokutshela uhulumende ukuthi ingizibona ukuthi mina
bezwakala isibongile kakhulu
hayi nami ngibonge kakhulu
thank you so much we were hearing there from Mrs. Lovu, actually deep in rural Matabeleland, and she was saying that just to even get to the schools for the rural teachers is going to be a challenge, okay?
Yes, marvelous. We still have our guest, Mr. Kifa Wachapi Bango. Mr. Bango, please can you stay on the line? We want to show a brief video here from Bulawayo, from our reporter, Ezra Chisa Smanda. He sent us this video, and let's see what the parents are saying, because some of the parents are very unhappy about the school's reopening.
Uthini ngakho wena ubona ngathi isikhathi sizivula izikolo ngesikhathi sekorona manje
ngikade kungaba njani ukuthi izikolo zivule ngoJanuary ngoba ukuvula kwezikolo manje athe sakulanti abazaba yazi abantwana bona iSteve leke bebuyela Steve uECD laba obviously bazabuyela ngoba kulanti abayaziyo njengamanje vele isikhathi sesihambile akulanti abayazifundileyo uform 1 nalo ongenileyo sesecondary akulanti ayaziyo still vele uzabuyela futhi form 1 ngoba angaze abhale still angaze ayenzeni but akulanti ayifundileyo because unyaka sophelile izikolo zingavula so kungaba njani nje bi lockdown leyi ingarejusanga isikhathi selockdown asirejusanga phela ukuthi sithi ulockdown yangikhona abantu sokungcono ukufaka abantu bokungaba njani le zikolo zivule kawani ngoJanuary ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana bekwazi
ukuthi babamba bani so isifiso sakho ufisa ukuthi izikolo zivule ngoJanuary lithini njengabazali le
hayi nabe sisisede sisifisa sesilesiqede silazi ngoba sesingaze sivule still isikolo mbhadale isikhuthisi but next year vele still abantwana phela ngiyababisela ku-grade 1 because akulanto abayazi and form 1 ihambisela ku-form 1 angeke ngithake ku-form 2 kuyinabi ekwazi
umnyaka
vele azangafundi umnyaka sophelile so kathi singaze sivula njengamanje athe sekungu-September bafunda how many days isikolo sesivalwe sokungu-January next year sokuyabe kuvuma ukuthi ayeke ku-form 2 yena engafundalo
into obuhlungu ukuthi lithiwa libhadala i-school fees
yinto esizise ubuhlungu nokuthi sibhadale i-school fees umntwana engafundanga because sithi kungaba njani ukuthi siqale ukubhadala next year sengingathi January umntwana wesikolo until December ngibhadale i-school fees esikwanileyo kathi singaze ngibhadale i-school fees still kuyafanana because umntwana nami kafundanga lutho kodwa ukuthi ngibhadale i-school fees wese wami bafunda emakhaya kabakho edorobheni kuthiwa kungcono bebefunda ama-online ndisendata emakhaya kakukho lokho anina ama-online asilawo ama-teachers laba abafundisa emakhaya asilawo lapha bedorobheni bangcono ngoba bebefunda ama-online ndisendata manje ekhaya vele umntwana akazi lutho kuyenela ukuma isikolo kwase kwama lama-teacher ezikolo athi asiwahamba yibo akula teacher kulani akula lathi ngaba bafunda ama-extra lessons ndisendata ekhaya kakukho lokho
Yes, thank you there to Ezra for sending us that video. It shows some parents are really not happy about the schools reopening because they are saying that there's no money. Some of them were expecting the schools to reopen as late as next year. That's a very sad situation, Marvelous.
I want to go to Wakuni, Vamuberi, Chibarusa, Evo Kutsi, Vamba Kutari Kira Kutsi, Vachas, who won for Evo, Vachivanavati to get a score, the Korino, Afrikarishan of the Russian Shakara, only our Kutima, which I use in another to get a score, Havana. Here's a time was Shakari store when I'm Sharin Lofu, our Vanova Evo Murai, Vanusanda, very fast, Vanusandra, Mamisha, and our Kutsi, Evo, Narai, Chokadi. Avanao Maria Kutukira, Asi Vabiriki, around the Mamma, like Totawa Shakari, which naive was the Vabiriki, Barkushikana, Kutimacha, Zukira, say, Kutiva, Navasha Zukira, say, Kujikori Koku. Maybe if you can just give us your take on what we just saw and heard from the video that just finished playing.
Mr. Bang.
Oh, I'm not sure if you're...
Unfortunately, I did not see the video. I only heard the first briefing when Ezra was still asking the lady and was still introducing herself. But unfortunately, I did not hear. Maybe most probably, if you can narrate it a bit, then maybe I can comment on it.
The parent there was just echoing what we heard being echoed by Ms. Bidlofu of the Rural Teachers Union, saying that, you know, right now, they are, you know, they don't have any finances to send the children back to school as parents. And Ms. Lok was speaking as a teacher, saying that she's a teacher, but she herself doesn't even have funds also to send their own kids back to school. So that's why I was just saying, what's your take on what we're seeing happening?
Truly speaking, the issue of my teachers is something which has been going on for quite a long time. And I think our government needs to take teachers into serious consideration, especially Kangeluti. Teachers are playing a major role within our society. So our teachers, we cannot have doctors, we cannot have soldiers, we cannot have policemen without teachers. So they have to try and ensure with the amateur teachers they also get something for them to be able to sustain in Pilo Zabo while they're still going, while they're doing their duties at the same time. Because whether you want to go to school, but you cannot go and teach kids while you've got an empty stomach. You cannot go and teach other kids while your own kids are still at home not doing now. So that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem at the same time. So I think they need to sit down and resolve this issue amicably, because one or the other, teachers are by equal conke something actually in life. Because without teachers, actually, we would not be killers. Nothing goes. Actually. Whether we teach a grade one or anything, but you know they have to respect teachers. They have to do something and assist teachers to ensure that they have iman for them to sustain in Pilosa. And literally, what they're asking of my teachers, they're not asking for imalini, but they're asking for something which will be like just like any other normal people. And by so doing, our teachers in our days, they've lost value because of indaba yokuthi abaholi, because of they're becoming beggars and they're asking for everything. Now teachers, some teachers we've seen teachers because they want to steal, but bad change because they are facing crises. Isn't about thing we've seen our teachers they're becoming prostitutes. They're being prostitutes, but thing that extra cash to ensure they can sustain in Pilo Zabo, including their kids. So but uchi our teachers are weird available students even for them when teaching kids. They need to be at the normal level, in a learning level, it's as people like Dalema teachers. Because he or she needs to dress in Ngendlela eqondileyo, he needs to eat in Ngendlela etshengisayo ukuthi this is a professional person. Umuntu owabhatalelwa imali eziningi ukuze ukuthi ahambe to acquire that qualification that he or she holds. But in our days, umuntu osebenzayo olusa inkomo seems to live a better life rather than a teacher. So in the way I'm a teacher, to be quite honest, we are not saying which no manjani, but in reality, you know, teachers they need to be bakuna the normal salary etingakalayo ukwenza ukuthi baqhubekele phambili bayenze imisebenzi yabo ngendlela elungileyo ngoba badlala a major role within our society.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. We are getting closer to the end of the show, but you know, in other breaking news, we know there is a lot happening in Afghanistan. So we have a video here on Afghanistan. Let's take a watch for a few minutes and then we'll come and report.
Hirani went to Afghanistan to visit her ailing father 3 months ago. The resident of the U.S. state of Tennessee, who did not want her identity revealed to protect friends and family, said she and her children had to cut the trip short and rush to Kabul airport after the Afghan government abruptly fell on Sunday. Hirani says it took her nearly 24 hours to reach the airport through the Taliban's checkpoints and crowds of the people outside.
When we reached near to the entrance of the airport, the area was controlled by the Taliban. The Taliban would not let people pass. They were shooting and beating them. Many people got wounded. After much effort, we reached to the second gate, and after 4 hours, about 400 to 500 American troops came out. Fortunately, I was a U.S. citizen and had my passport and documents, and they let us enter the airport.
She says the crowds grew desperate outside the airport as they tried to escape the Taliban fighters who now control the capital city.
When we wanted to enter the airport, a woman lying on the ground, she was then trampled by the crowd. I tried my best to rescue her, but unfortunately, I was not able to do so. I had my daughter in my hands. I'll never forget that moment.
Sultan Alizada is another Afghan-American who traveled to Kabul with his wife and 3 children to visit his mother. Alizada talks about his disturbing experience reaching Kabul airport last week to return home.
The shooting was intense, and an empty cartridge hit my younger daughter's face and burned her face and injured her lip.
He says his children are suffering from trauma and they do not want to visit Afghanistan anymore.
My older daughter, who is wiser, was saying, "I will never go to Afghanistan," and coming to Afghanistan this time was a mistake.
The U.S. has said that approximately 88,000 people have been airlifted since July from Kabul airport, where thousands of people are still stranded. Mohammed Ahmadi, VOA News, Washington.
Yes, thank you so much. That there is a story about Afghanistan where the United States pulled off its army and led to the Taliban taking over the country. And there, that was the situation being described there in that video. Yeah, now back to our topic of schools reopening on Monday. So, Mnumzana Tifa, ungasipha nje awakho ukugcina ukuthi ubona njani umumo oyenzakalayo ekhaya lo ukuthi bayakhuluma abanye abazali bathi bona imfundo isiza buyela emuva ngenxa yakhona lokho. Kodwa besilomunye nje umhlonitshwa uMnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu othi yena izikolo zavalwa okweminyaka engu-2 edlula emibili ngesikhathi sempi, kodwa imfundo kayiwanga. Wena ukubona njani lo?
Mina ngezingami babugande ngiyazi sibili ukuthi we've got i-generation ikakhulukazi abantwana abangamankazana ababe kukuthi bayakhula kwesinye isikhathi ukukhula kwabo lokhuyana kuyabe kusenza ukuthi bagcine ekugcineni abanye bathola sebekhulelwe bengasaqhubi imfundo yabo ngendlela efaneleyo. But what I would suggest ukuthi mina ebekade ngikukhangelele kathesi we are towards the end of the year. Abantwana since the beginning of the year abantwana akula nto abake bayifunda due to ama-strikes kade ekhona due to i-crisis ye-COVID kade ikhona. Mina ebekade ngibona ingathi bekungabe ngcono ngokuthi abantwana ngabe ukuthi abaqalise izikolo ngo-January baqalise kuhle, everyone prepared, lama-teachers eku-same level, ama-agreements yonke into isi-ayune out, lama-COVID, ama-COVID outbreaks abe kukuthi lawo they will be down at that particular time. So mina ebekade ngikukhangelele to be quite honest bengikhala ukuthi abantwana izikolo zingavulwa ngo-January because we have seen it as the school minister says here, is you know, which previously, it's cut the same thing. It's called, they were closed for quite a long time. But that kind of pants, because everyone was prepared with actually say the same page, actually say in a proper way. But by any means, which even after MP, this school is a Vula, I want to be prepared by Vula for Kujaka family and everything was normal. So, Katesi, I want to know about the Hammer by way of the school. Imali, I was a loser, I am a piece of my Patalela school. Accommodation of a patalela escolo, in Guja, Ovantara Patalela, with Ovantara with escolo, but in Malay, it just goes down the drain because these kids are Gulan Tavas and Shomula escolo. There is absolutely nothing because they did not learn nothing. So, in the economy, I will talk across the Jumuchanari so that they start everything. The same page, but Kube Genji, Nayon King to Nizel today. Local testing boarding at Inji into Enga Sose, it can be good because through Amati agreements and a lot of corner through government, Lava Dis, still that's gonna drag down any footing, any losing, any epinome again. Then from there, you still get Fanana, Abantana, Escolo, Ukonaka was into saving West. So, I'm going to the final thing about our government, why is 26 a lento? Why one is looking at the Abantar, but I just call what January, Bonka want to be doing selling, Apo Konga, Ophana to be with us doing selling. Apo, general, among COVID cases, and this is cutting them, which I was a low Akulu. Yenjela, it's one of vaccination, look at Kuwegala Pambi, which I want to be getting vaccinated more and more. So, most probably, and this is cutting is in the services town and girls of more. It's just wonderful for everyone, which are away the school and away back to normal lifestyle.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tifa Wachapi Pango, for joining us. Like I said, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Marvelous, you'd like to wrap up?
Yes, just to mention maybe on the video that we just saw of what's happening in Afghanistan, I actually had the pleasure to speak to a Zimbabwean who was in Afghanistan with 80 other Zimbabweans, and they were able to be repatriated or evacuated out of Afghanistan in June. So, you know, he said because of the situation in the country, they were working for a company that worked for the United States government. They were informed that the contracts were no longer going to be renewed. His name is Yasha Majese. He was able to give us an exclusive interview to just tell us about the situation in Kabul in Afghanistan, but he's back home in Zimbabwe with 80 other Zimbabweans.
Okay. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, like I said, we have run out of time and hope we meet again soon. My name is Chris Gandhi, but before we go,
Maybe let's also thank our guests who were here with us. There was Nissen Dovu.
Marvelous.
I was going to comment as well about Afghanistan because it's a place that I know, it's a place that I've been there before. So really? I think I can see my clip on SABC previously. I was commenting about the issue of Afghanistan, which the only way to we'll discuss that, say, so anyway, I'll comment next time.
Maybe next time, yeah.
Oh, very interesting. I didn't know this, but I wanted to bring the Zimbabwean angle. So it's very interesting that you've been there. So we'll touch base with you, but we'd like to thank you.
Yeah.
Being our guest this evening, and Ms. Njovu of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we also had Mr. Ndlovu, another Mr. Ndlovu, who is Mr. Bernard Begilizwe Ndlovu. It was a Ndlovu affair today. Thank you so much for joining us. Until we meet the same time next week, my name is Chris Kande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Have a very great day.